From the campus of the University of Pennsylvania Wharton School, this is Marketing Matters on Business Radio.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Marketing Matters here on Business Radio, Sirius XM 132. I'm Barbara Kahn, the Patty and J.H. Baker Professor of Marketing, and I'm joined by my co-host, Americus Reed, the Whitney M. Young Jr. Professor of Marketing and the Brand Identity Theorist. And today, we have a very, very special guest joining us for the hour. Americus, why don't you introduce
Yeah, I'm happy to do that, Barbara. First of all, it's a great day today in Philadelphia. It's 38 degrees 2 days ago. Now it's 70.
Whoa.
So it's warming up. And I got to say, when it warms up, I always think about the frivolity of youth. I feel so young again. And I always think about how marketers are always trying to tap into younger consumers and what they're into. So we're extremely excited today, ladies and gentlemen, to have on the program my daughter, Zora Fabiana Reed, joining us to talk all things Gen Z and to think and discuss the cool stuff that her generation is into. Welcome, Zora, to the program.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Excellent. Very, very cool.
We are so psyched. So the whole show today is going to be about Gen Z. We're going to talk to a genuine representative.
Listen, let me just say this.
Gen Z.
Let me just say this. At the Wharton School, we're always about data, right?
Exactly.
Data, data, data. So we're always trying to gather information and go directly to the source to figure out what exactly is going on, a little one-on-one slash focus group sort of approach here. So we're going to talk today about all things that have to do with the kids. What are they into, Barbara? And why are they into these? I have no idea about this
stuff. This is going
to
be cool.
I'm going to learn something today.
So let's start with, we asked Zora to do a little bit of homework.
Yeah.
Right?
Homework.
And we asked her to tell us some of her favorite brands.
Yeah.
So let's talk about some of those brands. Let me just say before we start, there's some I never heard of.
Yes, listeners, Zora actually sent ahead of time a list of some of her favorite brands, and Barbara and I were like, we have no idea what some of these things are.
Some of them we know, like Nike, Apple, Ulta, Sephora, Lulu. We know those. But I never heard of Summer Fridays, Drunk Elephant, Glow Recipe.
Oh, dear.
Want to tell us about those?
Yeah, tell us about some
of the brands. Okay, so Summer Fridays is like a skincare brand that they sell at Sephora.
Okay.
And they have like lip products, different skincare products.
Uh-huh.
They have a range, wide range of stuff.
So let me ask you, which one you said that was? Summer Fridays.
Summer Fridays.
So like, and you said it's at Sephora. So I know Sephora does do a lot with these new exclusive brands and things like that.
Yeah.
But I'm a person who like bought all the old legacy brands. Mm. So tell me what's different about these new brands than the old brands that used to be there.
Mm. Well, I think that Summer Fridays is a new brand because it came up on TikTok. It was like this new thing. Wow, it's so innovative.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? And they just have some really great formulas and everyone loves it because, you know, it's popular. If it's popular, you want it.
Uh-huh.
So that's the social currency it has.
Exactly.
So what does it mean it came up on TikTok? What were the So I assume those are small videos, short videos.
Like, they're like little short videos.
So like, were they from the company? Were they from their customers?
Definitely from the customers and the company, like both. There's ads and, you know, sponsors. And they're like, this product is great. This is awesome. You should buy it.
Mm-hmm.
And it just started blowing up. And then once one person has it, the second person has it, and then the third person has it, and then everyone has it. So now you want it.
Interesting. But let me ask you this, though, Zora, because so are you? Do you, when you get it, are you getting it because it's so super popular now that it must be good, or how do you understand that it's actually good, or is it just like, are you following the herd, or like what's going on here? These really good products, or just people just
They're really great products, but people are just following the herd. You know, they're you see a celebrity wearing this product, wearing these lip products, wearing this skincare, and they have awesome skin and beautiful lips, and you say, oh, I want my skin and lips to look like that.
Interesting. Yeah, yeah. Interesting.
Okay, so how long do you think this is going to last?
Right.
Is this a brand of the moment, or you think this is a brand for the generation?
I think this is a brand for the moment.
Do?
Okay, interesting.
Definitely.
Interesting, interesting. Is that the case with a lot of the beauty brands? They come and go quickly?
Yeah, some like stay for a while. And it's like,
Can you predict what's going to be, what's going to stay and what's not?
It's hard to tell sometimes because some people, when like it's kind of hard to tell because, you know, it's blowing up and you know, you want that product.
Yeah, yeah.
But sometimes it, like, you know, it dies down, you know.
Yeah,
so for the identity theorist, yeah. that's an interesting thing.
Yeah.
Because she's talking about, and she admits freely,
right.
it might not last, right? So right. she's in it for the hype.
Right.
Whereas you talk about tribes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what do you think about
that?
That's
a great question. I love that counterpoint, Barbara, because, you know, there's a difference between following kind of what people see as sort of the culturally hot thing in the moment
yeah.
versus the brands that you really love kind of internally.
Yeah.
Irrespective of how anyone will see you or, you know, some projection of how they see you with that brand. So I guess you may, and what I love about this is the fact that you actually recognize this. Most consumers
yeah.
will not even admit.
But that's what she likes about it.
That's what
though.
She likes about it though.
So it's not the identity, not yeah. the tribe, which is what you preach.
Right.
It's the hype, it's the moment.
Although the tribe could be the moment.
Nobody's gonna.
I hand waved it away.
America's out of business.
No chance. I got bills to pay, Barbara. You know this. But that's super interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's so. What about these other ones I haven't heard of? Drunk Elephant and Glow Recipe. Are they
drunk
similar?
Elephant.
Drunk Elephant.
Not
What's
really.
A Drunk Elephant. Yeah.
Drunk Elephant is a skincare product. Okay. A skincare brand.
Okay.
And it's basically marketed to like 10-year-olds.
10-year-olds?
Yes. There's videos all over TikTok when these 10-year-olds like go into Sephora and uh-huh. they run straight to the Drunk Elephant, you know?
Drunk
and they're buying all these retinol products and, you know, things that they...
Oh, my God. They're buying retinol.
Retinol at 10.
Yes.
Wow. And,
yes.
what in the world do you need to have great skin at 10 years old for?
I don't know. It's just recently, like, instead of wanting to become a lawyer, uh-huh. you know, or a doctor, we uh-huh. want to become Ice Spice.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. You want to be an influencer.
Exactly.
And part of that is going to be part of this whole dynamic
exactly.
of trying
so that, I mean, I don't know if you mm-hmm. know the vocabulary, but it does sound like you do.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
and
yeah.
you are a marketing professor's daughter. So, I shouldn't really be surprised. But you're describing two different brands. Strategies,
yeah.
right? So Drunk Elephant is the social of the moment. Maybe that's their tribe or
yeah.
whatever, like brand identity. Whereas Glow Recipe, you're telling me, is a product attribute.
Yeah.
It's a more typical brand. It's being, in a sense, because
yes.
it's basing it on a product benefit
yes.
and appealing to some goal that these consumers have.
Yes.
So in some sense, in my way of looking at it is it's more of a traditional brand because it's on this
yeah,
product
yeah.
benefit
yeah.
It's positioned. To make you, you know, it yeah. understand what makes it Gen Z is it, like you're saying, it recognizes the goals, like the idea that young mm-hmm. women are, I don't know if we call 10-year-old a woman.
Not at all.
We have to think about that.
Wow.
Young women, girls.
Construct yeah. definitions here.
Yeah.
yeah. Like, segments. Yeah.
But they're yeah. starting to care about things that you didn't used to care about till you were 50.
Yes.
And I know there's this Botox trend
oh, yes.
and all these
yeah,
other
all
things
other
really early on.
Yes,
but a brand that's playing into that versus a brand that's playing into the hype of the moment. So that's how those
yeah.
two are different.
Yeah.
But they're both in skincare. So
that's
it's
amazing.
Not a category
yeah.
thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like Glow Recipe, it's a good brand. People like it, probably just because it's popular. You
okay.
know, people
mm-hmm.
love their toner,
mm-hmm.
their dewdrops, their
dewdrops.
Hue drops. And they're just so
How
many
do you know all this stuff?
Because I just know, Daddy.
Unbelievable. That's incredible. That's amazing. So
from
you,
TikTok?
From TikTok.
See, there you go. Which is about to be banned, maybe.
I know. Well, they're going to say, right? You heard it's in
yeah.
Congress.
It's in Congress?
Through, yeah, that,
yeah.
And what they want an American company
yes.
to buy it. So
yes.
they're not stupid.
Yeah.
They don't want TikTok and all that
yeah.
market potential to go
Good
away.
Point.
They just
Good
don't
point.
Want the data in the hands of the Chinese.
Gotcha. Interesting.
So let's switch. So these are young brands, and I recognize
yeah.
that
they're
because I never heard of them.
They're pretty new.
Yeah. And I like most of them you've heard of through TikTok,
yes.
right? But they position themselves slightly different. Some for the moment, some
mm-hmm.
for the hype, some for the product attribute.
Exactly.
Mm.
But always looking at what's important to the consumer, which is very consumer friendly. But you also have on this sheet brands like Apple, for example,
Nike.
Oh,
Barbara, don't get her started on Apple.
But what's let me just position this so I can figure out how you're thinking about it differently. These brands go across generation.
Yes.
And they've been around for a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
And Apple's probably the most
mm-hmm.
valuable brand in the world right now.
That's
so
right.
you're
yes.
just recognizing a really strong brand. But what makes it Gen Z?
Yeah.
What makes Apple Gen Z? That's a great question, actually, because, you know, Gen Zs love this word. It's called aesthetic.
Okay.
Gen Zs love that, you know,
okay.
like the pretty pink of
uh-huh.
the case, and
uh-huh.
it's nice and thin and compact, and, you know,
wow.
you can do all these things
Your
with wallpapers.
Apple is pink? Mine's not.
you can do like all these wallpapers and that's widgets incredible. And yeah. all these like aesthetic things that aesthetic people things, love yeah. that nowadays.
Oh,
that.
Okay. Yeah, another insight. Like we really should be taking
I
notes.
I know, right? Oh my gosh. This is like market research.
It's the customization, the personalization
exactly.
that
yes.
they can do.
Yeah. That's right. And you can't obviously can't customize on Android.
No, you can't.
Obviously.
Oh, I forgot.
You can't do that. Stuff.
You're not yeah. in our
tribe,
America.
Oh, yeah, wait a minute. That was 12 years ago that when you were... Oh, yeah.
So, I forgot you're not in our tribe.
I'm not in the tribe, unfortunately. I'm not in the Apple ecosystem, but I understand the
you're
loyalty.
You're missing out.
I think it's interesting because it is... They're very smart. Apple is very smart about connecting with younger consumers. They're in the schools.
Yeah.
I don't know if I told you this, Barbara, but Zora's third word.
Oh, no, you're kidding me.
I'm not kidding. Mommy, Poppy, iPad. Third word. So so they're doing something right.
And I didn't even know that.
Yeah, 100%. I have the video. I do. And they're actually, so your point's great, which is to say, let's connect early on. Let's have this familiarity. Android is a kind of a different thing. And I understand why people are so into the Apple ethos, because it is this sort of aesthetic, beautifully yes. designed, beautiful things. And they work really well together.
So yes. like, let's compare that to Nike, which I think is an interesting comparison. I'm curious to hear about your perspective on this. Because as you correctly pointed out, the competitor to Apple is Android. I mean, what kind yeah. of competitor is that?
Right? Oh, cut it out. All right,
yeah,
listen.
That's so true, though.
Oh, cut it out. I know it's 2-on-1, but it's actually 2-on-2. I got Dion.
I'm Android.
I tell you,
I'm
baby.
Android. I got
Android,
you.
Baby.
I got you.
Okay, I got my man backing me up there. Okay,
but
be careful,
the point
y'all.
Is, to compete in this space, you've got to be a big, big company.
Yeah.
You're not going to see a direct-to-consumer brand come in that fast and compete against Android or Apple, right?
Fair, yep.
But Nike, on the other hand, even though it's a huge legacy brand and yep. a very, very big brand, it has a lot
yes.
of newcomer yes. brands. Like Aloe is a new brand.
Oh,
Ferrari
Aloe.
Is
yes.
a new brand. Oh, yes. you do like that.
I do like Aloe.
You touched a nerve, Barbara.
And
right
that's there. A little bit scary for Nike.
Yeah. yeah.
So, like, why are you – you? But you put Nike on your sheet.
Yes.
So why are you, as a Gen Z person, still loyal to Nike, even though you gladly gave up Mac and yep. Bob,
yeah.
you know,
right.
all these other
right.
legacy brands in beauty.
Well, I feel like Nike is just, there's so many staple pieces in that brand, like Air Forces, which I'm actually yeah. wearing right now. I just
yes.
need those
yes.
shoes to live,
yes.
like,
yes.
you know, and the Jordans uh-huh. and the legacy lifts. And
all right, hold on. You just said something I think is super interesting. I need those shoes to live. All right, now, so as an identity theorist, I pick up on this. You also are a sort of an aspiring sneakerhead, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
ah.
so you, she loves to collect them. You really love the Air Force Ones are at the top of the list right
yes,
now?
Yes, I love yeah. my Air Forces.
And are they super popular at school as well?
Absolutely.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
So you know what I'm hearing? You heard that, which is obviously fair, but uh-huh. you know what I heard was luxury. And,
yes.
the reason why I heard luxury
yeah, yeah.
is because what luxury does is compete on legacy
uh-huh.
that you can't reproduce.
Ah,
so like
yeah.
Jordan brand,
yeah.
you know,
yeah, yeah.
there's one Jordan, right?
Right?
I mean, we've got other people that were going around.
Yeah.
That's the same thing that Louis Vuitton is doing.
Oh,
they've been a French brand for uh-huh. 200 years.
Yep.
You know, French royalty,
uh-huh.
you can come in from these other countries with aesthetic, with design, but you don't have 200 years of
fair.
Royal history,
yeah.
European royal history.
Gotcha.
And that's what you're telling me is different about Nike.
Yes.
Is that it's got the legacy.
Exactly. You know, me and my two other friends, we call ourselves the Air Force Trios because we all have the Air Forces.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you got, even within the school, there's a little tribe.
Yes.
And the shoes have social currency. Cachet.
Exactly.
Wow.
And this
incredible.
Idea of collecting
yeah.
and all that other. So if
wow,
a legacy
incredible.
Brand wants to appeal to the Gen Z and fend off all this new TikTok competition,
yes.
they really have to be able to hone in on an authentic thing that does appeal.
Exactly.
So Michael Jordan appeals. Air
right.
Forces
yeah.
appeals.
Right.
I mean, I'm not sure Quaker Oats is going to do that. Like, I don't know.
right.
It has
right.
legacy.
Right.
But
right.
it's an old man in a hat. Like, I'm not sure that that's going to have
yeah.
the same kind
right.
of cachet
right.
or legacy.
Yeah.
What do you think? Like,
right.
is Quaker Oats
yeah.
a Gen Z? No.
If this was video, you would see the look on my daughter's face right now. And it's, no, she's not a Quaker Oats fan.
Quaker Oats out, Fruit Loops in.
Oh, there you
oh,
go.
Fruit Loops are in. How yes. did that come in? Now, that's an old brand.
I love Fruit Loops.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's just
obviously
a good
for the
product.
Nutritional value.
Yes. Yeah. High fructose corn syrup.
High fructose corn syrup. Yes, yes, yes. That's really good.
Let's see. What are some of these other... Oh, Snapchat. What about
Snapchat.
That?
She's been asking to get on Snapchat for a very long time.
What you're does not, it mean to get... Oh, you mean
like,
you don't have it on her phone?
No. You're not allowed yet to have Snapchat. Is that correct?
Okay, I just want to make sure I'm getting that correct.
Because, you know, it's the social media stuff, it's a distraction in school. It's a lot of time taken up.
I wouldn't say that.
You wouldn't say that? No Gen Zer would say that.
Exactly. I feel like Snapchat is the thing to have right now because all the drama happens on Snapchat.
Oh, really? Okay. Yes. What's an example of the drama?
So, in my grade...
Okay. Uh-oh. No, this is going to get good now. Be careful. Please protect the names of the innocent.
Yes, I will. There's this one guy who told this other girl, he was mad at her. They were like fighting on Snapchat and he told her that she had a mustache.
Okay.
Them's
fighting words.
Yeah.
Listen. Yeah. 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 So this is literally the drama in the school.
Yes.
Is playing out on.
Exactly.
Oh,
yeah.
That's interesting. Are there a lot of brands on Snapchat? I mean, what's Snapchat?
Snapchat's not one I follow much as I've heard a lot about TikTok and obviously.
Oh, yes. TikTok shop.
You know, and Meta and, you know, those others. But I thought Snapchat was kind of.
That's what
not
I thought
so,
too. That's what
but,
I thought
but
too.
It is kind of. You know, what you're reminding me of is you're saying Snapchat is ephemeral, right? It goes away. And I know I was just talking to one of our doctoral students today, and some of our researchers in the marketing department are looking at photography that's posted on social media. And I'm curious. We might as well collect data for them while we're at it.
100%.
And they are suggesting that people who take photos that are ephemeral, that are not going to last.
Gotcha.
That there's something fundamentally different about the kind of photos you would take for a story
100%.
Than there is for one that you post in a newsfeed or that's going to stay around.
That makes sense.
How would you articulate? So you're totally think that hypothesis is right. So what do you think is the difference? How does it affect what you take pictures
of?
Yeah,
if it's
going to
go away quickly, if it disappears, what will change?
I feel like a lot of things will change because, like, when you post the picture, you know, it's sometimes, like, once you click on it, you can't click back on it.
Right.
So I feel like I think it's going to stay very relevant.
Okay.
I think
Snapchat is.
Yes, Snapchat.
That's interesting.
Or anything that's in stories, because Insta has that. I mean, even Facebook has stories.
Yes.
Right?
Now I will remind you, Barbara, that when we did our course on the metaverse, we actually talked to one of the thought leaders at Snapchat, and it was really interesting when she was telling us that the whole idea of Snapchat is to try to get you to use your cell phone camera in the same way you use the mouse. So it's like to really get, remember that? It was really interesting. It's like, that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to like create a whole new paradigm of interacting. And it's going to start with the camera as the basis for everything that happens socially.
And so that's going to, but that's so it's like talking rather than like maybe writing or making something more formal.
That's
so
the
there's
big
something.
Idea. Yeah.
And you do you see that in the pictures that are there that it's more like talking almost communicating?
Yeah,
something?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And on the name of Snapchat, their ads are interesting, you know, because they're saying social media kills. But, you know, get our social media.
Yeah, they try to do sort of a weird, social impact
like,
thing. Yeah,
one like, no likes.
You know what? Was that the Super
Bowl? The Super Bowl ad,
Barbara? Remember, it was like they would show the kid and it was probably, it was basically a PSA about you're on the phone too much. Please stop, you know, just chasing
social
likes.
Social media kills, you know.
And then buy Snapchat.
Yes, exactly.
You caught that. That's good. Yeah, yeah, that's really
good.
Well,
that reminds me of, what was it, Temu?
Temu?
I watched the Super Bowl with you, the first half anyway.
Yes.
And even though it was the exact same ad, every time it went on, your eyes lit up, right?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I personally did not think that was the greatest ad. But like you're like not paying attention, not paying attention. All of a sudden, the ad went on.
Light goes
off. So what was it about that ad?
Yeah. What's creating the Temu Pavlovian response with you?
That first Super Bowl ad, that $10 million was the best they've ever spent.
Uh-huh.
Because I remember I was last year's Super Bowl. I was in the room and people, you know, we were watching the game. And then all of a sudden this, $10 for a dress. Wow.
Uh-huh.
89 cents for school supplies. Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
And this guy right next to me, he's like, wow, I'm going to download that app. I was like, okay.
That's
okay.
Interesting. Right, right. Instant purchase funnel. Right?
And so when you were looking at those ads when they were on, they did have those prices. And that's what attracted you. It was the low price. It was really signaling really quickly.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Again, the benefit, which was low price. Mm-hmm. And they did it in a way that you got instantly.
Yeah. Got it.
And it was exciting.
Yeah,
right?
That's interesting.
And their slogan, shop like a billionaire.
Oh, shop like a right, because if you're buying 89 cent things, you're gonna have billions of them.
You can buy a garbage bag full, which is what happens.
Exactly. That's interesting. Right. Yeah.
But what's interesting is that it communicated it so quickly,
yep.
and the benefit was so clear.
Interesting.
That's what you're saying, like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, like that is, and we'll talk to our expert later on in the hour when we talk to him.
Yeah.
One of the things, and he reacts to this, is that supposedly Gen Z has no attention span, which I know is not true.
Yes.
I mean, it's
what do you?
Or maybe. But what I do hear you saying is if they don't catch you right away,
exactly. Yeah.
then there's
happen.
Not,
nothing's
you might have an attention span, but they've got to get your attention.
Interesting.
And what you said was really good about that ad was that even when you weren't paying attention, you saw it instantly.
Yeah.
You knew what the message was.
Okay.
And do you think most of TikToks like that, you can tell within like a half a second whether you're going to like that video or do you give it some time?
I think you can tell very early on when you like something or you don't.
Mm-hmm.
When something's, you know, going to catch on or if it's not or if it's just going to die down, you know?
Interesting. And how fast, sorry to interrupt, but how fast does that spread amongst your peers at school? Like, do you come to school the next day and you're talking about these things? Oh, is that right? So it's a lot of word of mouth.
The next day, after the first Super Bowl ad that Timu released, it was like, Timu, guys, let's go buy a lot of this stuff.
That's
oh, my God, it's so cheap.
That's the first time it came.
Yeah.
And then what they were doing the next is just reinforcing it.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
reminding you.
Wow.
That was really a good use of their spend there.
Right. Wow, that's incredible.
Kind of amazing.
That's amazing.
So one other thing here. What we're seeing in retail is a move away from buying products in the store and more going into stores that are experiential. Do you have any sense about that? Like, what are the experiences? Like, do you like Instagram stores and those kinds of things?
Yeah, yeah.
Or something that's more experiential, whereas you can buy the product that you want online, so when you go into a physical store, you want something more from the store?
Good.
Yeah, I can definitely, TikTok shop. It's not really growing on me at the moment.
Oh, wow. Ah. Okay.
Because I feel like, why would I go to TikTok shop instead of Amazon?
Okay. Oh.
What's the leverage here?
You're doing the ROI here. I love it. That's good. Yeah.
So Amazon's just easier and you know everything's there. TikTok is too new. What's the point?
Right.
Exactly.
So that's an online store. So why would you ever set foot in a physical store?
Exactly.
Is that the answer you don't want?
But it's dependent on the specific category. So like a shoe store, going in and walking in and seeing the whole, you know, that kind of thing, like maybe Nike's flagship store.
Exactly.
That where, like, to Barbara's point, it is an actual experience and not just, you know, trying to understand about the product. You like that, though, right? Yeah.
So what are the physical stores you go into rather than shopping online or being online?
Yeah.
Probably Sephora and Nike.
You said you really love Sephora. Why? What's the big deal about Sephora? There's got to be a million competitors to the Sephora.
Sephora, Ulta.
One on here, Ulta. Yeah.
Okay. They're in there. But what is it about Sephora?
It has everything in there. You name it, it's in there. Like it's just so big and like marvelous. You see everything. You want it. You see it. You want it. Like you just turn a corner. Ooh, that's so cool. Let me buy it.
Yeah.
But is it also important to be able to touch and feel that product and see it?
For me, yes.
So it's the touch and feel, it's the experience. Any product that you need to kind of get into in some way.
Yeah.
Like a shoe is what America's is suggesting also you might want to try on.
Interesting.
Even though we know people can buy shoes online now, 100%. There is still something about trying it on.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And what about Lulu? Would you buy Lulu online or in the store?
Yeah.
You're a big Lulu fan.
Yes,
right?
But you would buy that online rather than in a store.
I get all my things online. I don't really go into the store and try things.
Yeah. And to your point, Barbara, she goes to the store for the experience.
Yeah.
Period.
Otherwise, you're going to buy it online.
Yeah. Interesting.
I remember one of the first times I walked into Lululemon, I see these like 6-year-old girls with like defined jackets and, you know, the Lululemon leggings and the socks and the bags and everything. It's like, why are people so interested in this?
Uh-huh.
When I was like just a little bit younger, I was like, why are people so interested? But I'm starting to catch on now. Like,
So what's cool about Lulu?
Yeah.
It's popular.
Yeah.
Lulu's a very interesting brand to be popular. It's interesting that she's saying that because Lulu still appeals to the moms.
Yeah. Oh.
And typically when you get a brand that the moms like.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's poison.
Like Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah. For example,
it's just like it's really hard to compete. It's really hard to compete with these brands like Lululemon, like Chow Gym, like they're rising, but I don't think they're ever going to be Lululemon.
Well, we'll see.
So, like, that's what I'm asking you. Typically, not my father's Oldsmobile, not my mother's jeans. Yeah. You don't want to wear the clothes that moms wear.
Yeah. Except for Lululemon.
Except for Lululemon. That was my point. Why is that?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I think it's just because it's popular on, you know, TikTok again, coming back in these conversations.
Yeah.
It's mainly just the popularity. Everyone, the second one celebrity has it, everyone wants it.
Interesting.
And what about Instagram? You're not a big Insta...
Not a big Instagram fan. Mm. It's just not really for me.
Yeah.
And why is that?
I guess it's just more for, like, you know, 20-year-old posting.
Oh, God, those old people that are just so archaic and completely out of date. Those 20-year-olds. Oh, my God. What are they thinking? They're so passe.
See, that's typical. Anything that's trendy, fashion, anything like that, soon as the old people like it, the young people need something new. That is why Lulu is a really interesting brand.
For a long time, everyone was like, when is Facebook going to stop being so cool? The second my grandmother joined.
Exactly. And what about like Gen Z or Gen Alpha even vocabulary? Is there something like code?
Oh yeah, run it down. Run down y'all's lingo.
There's a lot of lingo.
Okay.
Like sus and slay and like, there's so many like different. Only like Gen Zs and like Gen Alphas like no, because I feel like there's definitely a difference between Gen Z and Gen Alpha. Gen Alpha are known as the quote iPad kids end quote. You know, they're my iPad, I need it to survive instead of having like a phone.
But wait, what? Why do they need an iPad versus an iPhone?
You know, like Roblox and all these things. You know,
gaming.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Oh,
a lot of the kids are into gaming.
So the younger kids are more.
Yeah, the younger kids now are more into like Roblox and Minecraft than, you know.
And do you want to see your brands in those on those platforms? Because that's where they're going.
Right. Yeah, I think so.
Uh-huh.
And you believe in digital goods and like.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I know, right? Seriously. It's like it's a fait accompli. It's just like this is what we accept now. This is the reality. It's sort of like, and I've never been able to wrap my head around digital products. But for the younger kids, it's like,
but here I'll give you an example. So I'm, you know, not obviously in that generation, but I have totally accepted digital newspaper, digital books,
things like that.
And it's not really that different.
That's fair.
If the utility I get from the item is basically the same, you know, if it's like she said, aesthetics, decoration.
Exactly. Why not use the more accessible one?
It's just cleaner and easier online.
That's interesting. Like, I'm not sold yet, Barbara, but you have pushed me theoretically as a concept.
I don't even want to hold the newspaper anymore. And that took me a while, but like I still had print for a while because I just like the smell of it with my coffee.
Totally.
But I'm totally okay with it digitally now. So it's not that different.
So would you buy a digital purse?
Well, I mean,
for your avatar?
It depends what you're using it for.
Okay.
You know, the metaverse.
Yeah, if you're using it for your look, then maybe you would.
Interesting.
But if you're not,
then
if you need it for something useful, then it's got to be a hard thing. All right. Well, Zora. Thank you very much for this one-on-one interview. That's all we have time for today. I'd like to thank our producers, Dion Simpkins and Dana Cash. We're here every Wednesday from 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. We replay our show several times throughout the week.
Nice.
You can follow us at Knowledge at Wharton to see our podcast, or you can follow Business Radio at SXM Business. Thank you all for listening today, and we'll be back next week. Till then, this has been Marketing Matters. I'm Barbara Kahn, here with America 3, Business Radio, Sirius XM 132.